This is the Rich Eisen Show.
58.
What's your sense of your week one performance and result, Kirk?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Throws intercepted. It's Dante Jackson.
Disappointing. It just wasn't clean enough, wasn't crisp enough, and we paid for it.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Pro Football Hall of Famer DeMarcus Ware. ESPN radio host Chris Canty. Actor Keegan-Michael Key. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. It's the Rich Eisen Show. Thus, me sitting here. Right here on the Roku Sports Channel. And this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey. Tune in. We say hello to those listening to us all 3 hours on our podcast. We appreciate that. The latest edition of What the Football Season 2 debuted with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. That podcast is out there for you to listen to wherever you get your podcasts or check out on our YouTube channel. A dynamite chat with Susie and Amy and Jim Nance. Some great stories, an A++ storyteller. Check it out wherever you can. It's awesome. You will enjoy. And that's out there for you to listen to and watch. Check it out. We've got three fun guests. DeMarcus Ware, Pro Football Hall of Famer, will be joining us in just 15 minutes' time, getting us set for week number two and what we saw in week number one in the National Football League. Chris Canty has not been on this program before, but that will change at top of hour number two here on this Thursday. And truly, one of our favorites. One of our favorites. Like, face-hurting laughter every single time he appears in studio. I believe this would be his third, if not fourth, studio appearance here in Los Angeles. He's appeared multiple times on our Super Bowl shows as a host of NFL Honors.
We watched a Super Bowl with him in Minneapolis.
That is correct. Keegan-Michael Key will be here on this program. And we plan on handing him a list of NFL names and having him go through a roll call as Mr. Garvey. You know, that's one of our favorite sketches in the history of sketches right here on this
Balake.
Program.
No, geez. Where is Balake at?
That's
no Balake here today.
That's literally just gets me laughing already. Just that literally gets me off and running laughing right there. So good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
how are you?
Rich, I'm great. Excited for the game tonight.
Jay Felly, good to see you.
Hey, what's
good
up?
See you. And then TJ Jefferson, candles lit over there.
Candles lit. You know, for 9 years, DeMarcus Ware was my favorite Cowboy, so this is going to be exciting for me.
DeMarcus.
DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware will be on this program.
Can we say everybody's name today? like Mr. Garvey?
Oh, my God. You got to be careful because you can really go, you can't stop.
No, that's what I mean.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Got a top five list of the 1-0 teams that most need to win. Obviously, the 16 1-0 teams would probably say, that's us. I'm going to try and slice it down to five. That's later on in this program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It is week two, beginning tonight on Prime Video, the debut of Thursday Night Football in 2024. Al Michaels at the mic. Kirk Herbstreit sitting next to him. And I'm gonna ask Al, does Kirk bring the dog on the professional football road? I don't know.
Why not?
Long story short, it's a big game tonight that you can catch right here on Roku by making sure that you stream the Prime Video broadcast. And it's Bills and Dolphins.
Let's go.
And it is right off the bat a monster game, a rematch in the same spot that the Bills beat the Dolphins and began to end the Dolphin season. The Dolphin season last year began to unravel on a Monday night when Tyreek Hill got hip drop tackled in a loss to the Titans, or a game against the Titans. Everybody was kind of penciling in for the suddenly surging Dolphins. And the Dolphins' MO last year was essentially, yeah, but who have they really beaten? It's even in a narrative that Mike McDaniel acknowledged publicly prior to their loss to Kansas City and Frankfurt. I was standing there in Germany when he said those words. And that was essentially the beginning of the end when the Dolphins lost to the Bills on the Week 17 final regular season game of the year. when it was winner gets to win the division and gets a home playoff game, and the loser does not. And the Bills knew that if they lost that game, they'd be right back in Miami. That's the crazy scenario that was playing out. Dolphins would beat the Bills in the final game of the year in the regular season. They'd have the right to host the Bills the next week in the wild card round. If they lost, the Bills would then go home and host a playoff game. And the Chiefs would have to go on the road. I mean, the Dolphins have to go on the road to Kansas City. Now, at the time, they did not know that it would be negative 20 degrees at kickoff. And that's one of those cartoon-like temperatures. Like, listen, you don't want to go to Kansas City. I mean, and play a game which is going to be, you know, what, negative 20 degrees at kickoff? That literally is what it was. And here we are in a rematch right away, week two, same spot, same teams. And the Buffalo Bills coming into the season, their narrative is this is the time to get them. This is the time to go get this team that has been sitting atop the AFC East ever since Brady left. And in the same way that Brady had essential ownership of the Buffalo Bills, did you know that the Buffalo Bills... Yes. Did you know that the Buffalo Bills have beaten the Dolphins in 13 of their last 15 trips to Miami?
Well, I did not know that.
The Bills have beaten the Dolphins in 13 in their past 15 trips to Miami.
I got another one for you, Rich Eisen.
I've got a ton of them here,
actually. Josh Allen, 6-0 on Thursday Night Football.
How about Josh and Allen... is 11-2 against Miami with, wait for it, 41 touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
And as if that's not enough.
He's so good.
Five times Josh Allen has faced the Dolphins and performed so well, he was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week the next week based on what he did against Miami.
He probably got drug tested after. Right?
Think about that. Five times he's played the Dolphins and... he was so good, he was player of the week. We've got for the entire conference.
We've got this cup. We need you to pee in it.
Hey, Josh, got two
minutes. And a lot has been made of the Buffalo offense under Sean McDermott. Since McDermott's first season in 2017, Buffalo has averaged 31.7 points a game against Miami.
Wow.
And sure enough, Allen is coming to town off of an offensive player of the week type performance, two in the air, two on the ground against Arizona in a comeback win, 14 points down at home. Last quarterback to do that in a game was Steve Young. So he's coming to town feeling good. Bills were supposed to be the team to get got right now. Gabe Davis is in Florida, but for Jacksonville. Stephon Diggs is now with Houston. He had a heck of a first week with them. And the Bills come in 1-0 and have a chance to right away tell the Dolphins, nice team you have there. You even have one of our guys now, Jordan Poyer, no longer in the defensive backfield for Buffalo, is one of the bold-faced names that gets mentioned when the narrative of this is the year to get the Bills because they're not the same anymore. He's not with the Bills anymore. Micah Hyde is, I believe, ATC right now. Trey White's here in Los Angeles for the Rams. And they've redid their defensive backfield. Poyer's a Dolphin right now. So, you know, the Bills, you could make a case, know what to do, how to potentially exploit him. He obviously has something to play for tonight as well. And the Dolphins have everything to play for right now. Because you lose at home in a division game, it's tough to win a division. And in case you need a reminder of that, full circle, last time they faced, they lost their division game to Buffalo at home and did not win the division. Buffalo did. And the Dolphins had to go play a negative 20 degree temperature in Kansas City instead. And if there's any team that needs the home field advantage more in the AFC than the Dolphins, I'd like to hear from you. Because it ain't the Chiefs.
Nope.
As we know, and the Ravens had it last year, didn't do much with it. And they seemed like a team, as you saw with Isaiah White Shoes likely, they could win a game on the road against a team like the Chiefs. Right? And I could go down the list. Dolphins need it more than anybody else with their high octane speed. Raheem Mostert will be out tonight with a chest injury. It does look like Devin Achane can go, but obviously keep an eye on the inactives and actives report that's coming out right around 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. I'm sure a lot of fantasy football players will be keenly looking at that.
Yeah, I'm playing against Devon Achane this week, so if he just wants to get some extra rest, I'm okay with it.
So the Dolphins can come out tonight and tell the Bills, not this year, just like everybody's been saying for the last 6 months. And rallying around each other and having a wild first 5 days of a season with Tyreek Hill being handcuffed before the game and on Sunday, and Calais Campbell being handcuffed before the game, and the team rallying around each other and coming out with two huge conference wins at home against Jacksonville, which has some division hopes of their own and conference hopes of their own, and a big actual division win against the Bills and say, not this year. And the Bills can go down and say, guess what? Different team, same Josh Allen, same Bills dominance of the Miami Dolphins, and we're up in the division, kicking back at 2-0 for the rest of the weekend, watching everybody else. And the Dolphins have already lost a game at home in division, and it's against the team that they most arguably have to beat. That's what's at stake tonight, Thursday Night Football. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Happy to have a conversation with y'all, as they would say. I don't know who they is. And Keegan Michael Key, nice. Our number three in studio. Transformers 1, available in theaters next Friday, September 20th. That's what he's coming in support of. He and John Hamm and Chris Hemsworth and Brian Tyree Henry and Scarlett Johansson and Steve Buscemi all lending their voices to this film. It'll be great. Hour three. Chris Canty, hour two. Top five list of 0-1 teams that most need to win this week. But when we come back, Pro Football Hall of Famer DeMarcus Ware will join us. That's next. This is the Thursday Week 2 edition of The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash. That's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness. Your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light? light fixed or quick service, they'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Back here on the Roku Sports Channel, DeMarcus Ware will be joining us shortly. He's joining us in support of the same thing Rob Riggle was last week, which is that Crown Royal rig.
Nice.
Nice. So that's what he's joining us in support of. Any more, you're going to want your own purple purple bag, right?
I'm waiting for some to arrive.
I already got a couple of those, Rich.
Yeah, gracious.
I'll
take a whole barrel of Crown if you're just giving it away.
Can Crown Royal just send me some velvet purple bags?
So wasn't good. That Chris Bosh told us the story that Pat Riley had all of his championship rings in one of those?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then you purple velvet bags,
suggested
right?
that he give it back to him.
And then he kept one.
And he gave it to him to
entice him.
As part of the free agency wooing process. And he's like, I don't want one of those things. He goes, no, take it.
Come to the Heat.
And I told him, remember he came on? I'm like, you should give it back to him when he's introducing you at the Hall of Fame.
In the Crown Royal, and he did.
And he did it.
Yep,
amazing.
We're just factors here, man. We always plus people up.
Great what if
should be that, you know, I know that the RES Consulting slogan is the best thing about us is about
it's
us,
about
right?
Us. Yeah, it's about us.
But maybe we should come up with a new one. We plus people up.
Yeah. Are we ever going to see some revenue from RES?
We plus you up.
You can have two slogans.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
Yeah.
Not against the rules.
Chris, are we going to start seeing some revenue coming
in? At some point, we do need to turn a profit here.
We're calling out some fantastic advice.
What RES Consulting does, it's like,
it on the arm?
It's kind of like the Caddyshack Bill Murray soliloquy. There'll be no payment.
Yeah. On your death.
That's right.
On your death.
Non-profit.
You get,
Gunga,
Galunga.
Exactly. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Which is nice.
I'd like to think.
Cinderella story.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger.
Gunga, Galunga.
With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, one of my favorite people. Let me see his face. It just makes me happy. There he is. That's DeMarcus Ware, courtesy of Crown Royal. What's up, DeMarcus Ware? How are you?
Hey, what is up, man? I hear y'all talking about the purple bags, and I got my purple shirt on, so you know I'm ready.
Well, I mean, you're on the Roku Sports Channel. It's all one big purple theme. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we got going on here, you know? So, nice. But it is good to see you. It's good to see you, man. What was your takeaway from watching the Cowboys? I assume you were watching them against the Browns,
dude,
right?
I watched the whole game, and that is the perfect blueprint to get them through the playoffs. But the thing is, they didn't play against a worthy opponent. I'm just being honest with you. But if they can do that and have that same mentality and play like they played last week on the road against a worthy opponent, the sky's the limit. I mean, I say that early right now that the sky's the limit, but I got to see it. Like, I got to see it when it's game 6, 7, 8, when you're playing against, you know, Baltimore or Detroit that's going to run the football, and you control the trenches.
And obviously the Niners are the team. That's the one measuring stick, because the Niners are the ones that have really, you know, laid the wood on the Cowboys the last couple of years and get everybody even thinking that because the Cowboys usually, you know, play them midseason. This week it's going to be week 7, I believe. And usually they have a nice head of steam, and then the Niners are like, this is a little, here's your little January glimpse. And that was my opinion after the game against Cleveland, which is so many reasons to give them their flowers. But the ultimate headline is whatever. Let's see it. You know, let's see it when it counts in January, DeMarcus.
Yeah, and that's what, to me, I think that matters is I mean, you can go and win every single game during the year. What are you doing, or how did you sort of increase your momentum in the tail end of the season? And that's where I start to see with the Dallas Cowboys is they play very, very well. And right at the end, the last six games, it's like, whoa, something falls off. Defense doesn't play well. Offense is not there. Special teams. But last game, I saw special teams, defense, offense. The guys are great. Everybody's going to be great playing the first game. But I want to see you game six and seven, like you were just saying, against San Francisco, against that worthy opponent, and that game that you might see in January. Can you win it during the season? So now you can go back and watch that tape and improve on it and then beat them again in the postseason.
28 years it's been for the Cowboys in a row not making it to the Final Four. I bring that up again also to point out you had a third of those years as you were a Cowboy. No, I know that, but that's my way of asking you, DeMarcus. Let me finish the pitch here since my windup is very long-winded. I'll call it on myself. Is that something Cowboys think about during the playoffs? Is that in the back of your head as you're going about your business, this concept of how long it's been?
You know what? I wish that that tagline you just said, it's been 20 years. That's the first thing the coach tells me in minicamp. And then he tells me the same thing in training camp. And he tells me the first game, it's been 28 years. That right there will put so much gas on the fire to make me want to sort of stop that, because man, I'm hurt when you just said that. That hurt me a little bit when you said 28 years. I had nine of those.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But when you were playing, were you thinking about it? Because again, it still had been that you never thought about it. Cowboys were never thinking about it.
I never thought about it. I never thought about it. I need somebody just like you to tell me what you just did, and I hope that all the boys are listening, that it's been 28 years. I'm 42. I mean, after Emmitt and Irvin and Troy, there hasn't been anything. And those guys can change that.
DeMarcus Ware here on the Rich Eisen Show, Hall of Famer. So what did you think of when you saw the Chiefs on Thursday night and their ability to three-peat, DeMarcus? Your two cents there.
I mean, to me, the offense was a little shaky at the beginning, but I saw Patrick Mahomes at halftime. He goes back in there and goes to the drawing board, and he comes out and play like he played during the Super Bowl. But one thing that surprised me was the defense. Their defense played really, really consistent with getting pressure, making big plays, and that's what sort of puts them over the top. Patrick and the offense, they're going to play. But that defense – that's what really surprised me when they were out there playing.
Yeah, that Chris Jones is a grown-ass man, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's everywhere, too. And he's all over the place.
Yeah, and you know what, too? It's kind of funny. Just thinking of another player that just leaps to mind on the line, Trent Williams, and how he came in with no camp, no nothing, signed the contract, played every snap, you know, got an IV, made sure he didn't miss anything. I mean, what are you? How good is that guy, right?
I remember playing against Trent Williams when he was at Washington, and I mean, he tells you this story, and I was like, DeMarcus like came in and baptized me as a rookie, but then like the next year, it was a totally different game. He was probably one of the best offensive tackles I've went against, and that's saying something. From Orlando Pace to Walter Jones. He's in there. Like, he's in there with those guys. And I don't know how many years he's been playing right now, but he's still playing lights out. I think this is his, what, 20th contract? I mean, and still balling and playing at a very, very high level. And that's just a testament on how focused he is and what he brings to the team. And also, yeah, I think he has a seal in his chest. And that lets you know that the boys there really respect him.
But you baptized him, though?
Yes, I did. He will tell you that.
No, I understand. That's you just being you, DeMarcus, because you're a humble man. But you'll also let people know how damn good you were through the story that somebody else is admitting how great you were. That's that. I like that.
I'm not going to say it. If they say it,
he said
it.
Correct. He said
but
it.
I'm not going to ever say anything about any guy that I went against until they say it, and they just unlocks for me. It also.
That said, how did you baptize him? What happened?
No. It was a game where I had two sacks on him, and he probably hadn't given up any sacks that whole season. Mm. And I ended up sacks on him, and so after the game, he was like, "Man, you gave me heck the whole game." I was like, "Man, you're going to probably be one of the best offensive tackles in the league if you keep this up." And he took that. And when he took that, I can see now he is. And he will be. I would say he's a Hall of Famer left tackle.
Oh, no doubt. As soon as he hangs him up, 5 years later, your neighbors in Canton. Okay. I mean, that'll happen. Your bus will talk to each other when the lights go out. DeMarcus Ware here on the Rich Eisen Show. Tonight, we will see Von Miller try and put Tua on the turf. You were there when he got drafted, if I'm not mistaken. What was he like back then, DeMarcus?
Yeah, Von was one of the most athletic guys. He reminds me of Micah Parsons, but quicker. And that's a hard thing to say. Like, Micah's very, very fast, but Von is so quick and was able to bend around the corner. When I went to Denver, I mean, I got to see him a little bit in college, and he got drafted to the Denver Broncos and balled out. But I really got to see it when he had a locker right beside me and we was able to practice, and just the little meticulous things that he was able to do. And he did it over and over again, bending around the corner, spinning, getting pressure. And he did it at his own will. And I think this is his 12th, 13th year. He's still doing the same thing. So after another knee injury, I think this is his second or third knee injury, mm-hmm. coming back and still playing lights out.
But you had to sort of teach him some ropes, right, about being a pro, things of that nature?
I think it's, yeah, I mean, sometimes you have ups and downs when you're playing and you do things that you don't need to be doing. But when he got focused, I saw a person that was so focused in what he was able to do. I mean, from off the field stuff with family, individually, but also on the field, when they put the C on his chest, I know he earned it. He wanted it. And he went to the Rams, did the same thing, and now trying to go to Buffalo. And I think he's a captain there too.
So when you see Micah, you think of Von? Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah. When I see Micah, I think of Von, but I feel like Micah has more potential, but he doesn't know it.
What do you mean?
Because he's stronger. He's stronger. Like, Micah's stronger than Von. Like, Von, I've seen Von like lift in the weight room, cool. But I've seen Micah lift in the weight room, he's stronger. But he has to get more things in his toolbox. Meaning, like, with Von will go play defensive line, linebacker, he'll play everywhere. And Micah's just finally getting into that role of, just put me somewhere and let me be disruptive. And if I can do that, now the sky's the limit for him. So the sky's the limit for him, because you can't just say, all right, we're going to slide the line to the left, or we're going to chip him on the right side.
So do you tell Micah that? Have you verbalized that to him?
I have not. I told him that, but you know what? I will remind him today about the potential that he is not touching, because I talk to him like that, and let's go from there. Because I know that it'll put a little gas on the fire for next game, and hopefully, that does something for him.
Okay, I see. We had Rob Riggle on in Kansas City about the Crown Royal rig. This thing is quite something, DeMarcus. I've never seen anything like it.
I've been crowned in royalty. That was my little tagline, but it's been awesome to work with Crown Royal on the Purple Bag Project. They do it every year. It's kicking off with Crown, but this time not just at the military base or with their distributors. They're going into the heart of the NFL, which is the fans, and they got this huge 18-wheeler rig, and it's a huge whiskey barrel. I think there won't be any whiskey in there, but there will be some purple bags in there. And they're really driving the generosity hour with putting, wellness essentials in there, and letting the fans really get involved this year with putting all of those essentials in there. They're going to benefit the military, benefit, just the needy, the vets, And I think that it's good because they've been partnered with them with the NFL for 4 years, been the head whiskey sponsor. So now it's like everything is sort of clashing, and they really just kicked out their coverage, you know, with this. And they start with Dallas, baby.
That's it.
The Saints on Sunday. So they need, everybody needs to just come on out, and I'll be out there filling the bags
That's
up.
That's it. Crown Royal Rig is going to be making its stop in Dallas. So before I let you go, DeMarcus Ware, when it's all said and done, did the Cowboys win the Super Bowl this year, DeMarcus?
I can't answer that question. I'm not going to sit right here and blow smoke. I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl this year, but if they play like they played last game, I would say they'll make the Super Bowl. Not win the Super Bowl, but they'll make it.
So the 28-year, if you will, jinx is over. They will make you'll see the Cowboys play for the right to at least represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Is what you're saying.
For the right to represent the NFC.
So the NFC championship game drought ends this year. You're saying that right now.
I would say it ends this year if they play like they played the first game.
You good with that, TJ? You're good with that, TJ?
DeMarcus, first of all, I got to say what up. You were my favorite Cowboy the entire 9 years you were there, so I appreciate you. You know, I picked the Chiefs and the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl when we were in Kansas City, and I told you what was going to happen. You know, I got to believe DeMarcus, right? I got to keep hope alive with these Cowboys. Or else, what else do I have?
I have to. I have to keep hope alive. I do. And they have it, but can they keep it? Great. Don't make me mad this week, Dallas Cowboys. Let's go.
DeMarcus, enjoy the time with the Crown Royal Rig. Always enjoy our minutes together. You be well, DeMarcus.
Thank you, man.
You got it. That's DeMarcus Ware right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Ring of Honor in Dallas and in the Bust Gallery in Canton.
Dude is a beast.
I just love him. Good to see the dimples are still Hall of Fame quality, right. Too. That's right. I'm seeing him off camera right now. Yeah.
He's laughing. Yeah.
DeMarcus Ware was a bad, bad.
No, no, no. Man. The dimples are still Hall of Fame worthy, for sure. Love you, DeMarcus Ware.
I forget.
Care.
Does his bust have dimples?
Yeah. That's, by the way, it must.
I remember.
Can we pop him back on? Does your bust have dimples too?
I should go and get it. It's over somewhere, but I can't. It's somewhere around there.
But it does?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Thank you. Can confirm.
Can confirm.
Very good. Very good. All right. DeMarcus Ware, everybody. I don't want to get the Crown Royal people upset with me. There he goes.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking at it. It does.
It does?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
That's awesome.
I don't think you guys understand.
138 and a half sacks.
Tell me.
I just
go ahead.
You know, just like I said, when that was my guy, man, for years and years and years, and he was one of the first players that I actually said, "All right, I love this dude. I love him on the Cowboys. I hope he has a chance to go somewhere and win." And then the year after, I was thinking that he goes to Denver and he got a ring. So yep. I was happy for him.
Yep.
You know, sad that he couldn't do it with us, but ecstatic that he earned a ring because he definitely deserved one.
All right, let's jump into it here. Thank you, Mr. Bowie. The Cowboys scheduled on the screen. The number of should-win games.
Is a lot.
This week, correct? With all due respect to the man who just put the Dallas Cowboys schedule up. He's a diehard Saints fan, Don Bowie.
I don't want to disrespect
Don. No.
You know,
week three is a big one.
That's going to be a tough one.
That's a home game.
You know, we don't traditionally, or at least lately, really.
Let's put a pin in that Baltimore game for a second. At the Giants.
Well, you know,
I mean, that should be like catnip, right?
Short week.
Chris,
short week on the road.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but you know.
I don't either, but short week on the road.
It still should win.
Yes.
But it's a rivalry game. You always got to like throw the records and everything out the window when two rivals play.
So wait a minute. So we've got so far, let's go. I'm enjoying this. So far, I should need a pen right here. Count it for me. There's two categories of wins.
Okay.
Should win.
Yep.
Would be nice to win.
Okay.
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 New Orleans is should win.
Yes.
Baltimore, nice to win.
Yep.
At the Giants, should win.
Yep.
At Pittsburgh,
should win.
Would be nice to win.
Nice to win. I'm putting that in nice to win.
Would be nice to win.
Dude, come on. You saw that defense.
Pittsburgh can't score a touchdown. You're not going to beat Dallas if you don't get in the end zone.
That would be nice to win.
Stop it. They should win that game.
Well, as the Dallas Cowboys representative here, I will say that it would be nice to win.
But that's you also respect your home state, too.
Yeah, I'd like to go home every now and then.
So, I'm sorry, you usually got outvoted. So that's nice to win. So you've got three. We got three. And you got two should wins, two nice to wins so far, right?
Yep.
Home for Detroit, nice to win.
Yep.
At San Francisco, really, really nice to win.
That would be great.
Are you writing these down? Because I don't have a pen here.
Oh, you really want me to write these down?
Yes. When I made my predictions months and months ago, I, if you recall, I had the Cowboys going on a three-game losing streak to the Steelers, the Lions, and the Niners.
So, hold on.
So that was months ago. I don't feel the same way today.
At Atlanta should win.
You would assume. So that's three. That's three shoulds and four nices.
Okay. Home for Philadelphia.
Nice to win.
Okay. Home for Houston.
Nice to win.
At Washington.
Should win. Should win.
Home for the Giants.
Should win.
Home for Cincinnati.
Should win.
At present. At Carolina.
Should win.
Home for Tampa.
Should win.
At Philadelphia.
Nice to win.
Home for Washington.
Should win.
Okay. What do you got?
We got nine shoulds and seven nices. Six nices.
So that's 10 wins. You split the nice to wins? 13.
Okay.
13 and four.
They've gone crazy. They've gone 12 and five the last 3 years.
Right.
So that's
a slight improvement.
Yeah.
And depending on how you split the nice to wins, if you get the conference ones, you might be one seed with 13 dubs.
I'm not going to look.
Let's say the nice to wins you get against San Francisco, Detroit. Right?
Win the home game.
And the one at Philadelphia. Let's say you do that. Correct? That might be a one seed for Dallas.
I was just going to say win the home game. So that's Baltimore. That's Philly.
But what I'm saying, Baltimore, I'm removing because that doesn't count as a tiebreak.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Unless it's a common opponent, which should be rare.
I got you.
You get the conference wins. You get the division wins in the nice to wins. Mm-hmm. And then you sweep all the should wins. Or let's just give him one loss there because you know you usually step on it. That may be 12, 13.
Still 12 and 5.
Look, I'm not 13. I'm not going to get crazy here. I'm not going to say that's a 13-win team. I'd be happy with, 11, 12, to be honest with you. I'm trying to taper my expectations despite the fact that I told DeMarcus Ware we're going to win the Super Bowl. Keep it real with you folks.
Dude, that San Francisco Sunday night game against Dallas. It's funny, on the schedule, starting in week five, the Sunday night games have stars next to them, meaning they can flex. And that San Francisco-Dallas game has a star next to it. I'm like, okay.
Wait, that ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. You know what that star is? That star is Magic Johnson. It ain't going to be there. That star is not. It's going to be there. Week eight, that's the one. Oh, man.
We need both teams undefeated there.
I don't know if that'll happen. I mean, San Francisco plays Kansas City week seven. How about that back-to-back? They're at San Francisco's week six is at Seattle on a Thursday night. They play. How many times have they been at Seattle on a Thursday night short week for that game? Remember Purdy? That was a Thursday night game. It was his first road game, and he went up there, and they spanked him.
San Francisco lose three in a row last year. So, tough stretches happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they're home for Kansas City and home for Dallas for a bye. And then at Tampa,
could be a tough game. Your two boys are playing each other.
Yeah. Purdy and Baker?
Baker Mayfield.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Nice.
Sit that one
out. Okay.
You have to give out all types of allowance to that
one. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the show. We'll take a phone call and talk about what's going on with the Cardinals. And does Kyler not want to throw, the whole conversation, does he not want to throw to Marvin Harrison Jr.? It's kind of crazy. We'll clear it up. That's next. Hey, everybody. You know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all. From top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to the Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch the Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
I don't know if they still have a shot to make the playoffs or not. Do they? Do they still have a shot?
Well, yeah. I mean, all they have to do is just try and win one of the next two without Tony, and then he comes back. And no one's running away with this league. No one's running away with this division right now.
You know what? I guarantee we'll win one of the next two without Tony.
Okay.
And I'm guaranteeing we'll make the playoffs.
Okay. I will write that down right now, Shaquille O'Neal.
If we don't make the playoffs, I'll come with a Dallas Cowgirl suit on your show with some pom-poms for 10 seconds.
Gosh.
Wow.
I will come, I'll walk out for 10 seconds, let everybody take pictures, make fun, then I got to leave. 10 seconds, that's all you get. Not 11 seconds, not 12, you get 10 seconds.
Okay.
I have on a skirt,
this is amazing.
Pom-pom, and a blonde ponytail wig.
So that's if the Dallas Cowboys, they don't make the playoffs at all in this season. Okay.
Now, what are you going to do if they make the playoffs?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, Same bet. But I think they're making the playoffs.
All right, deal.
I'll do it with you, Shaq. How about that?
Deal.
How are you, Shaq?
First of all, it's not my fault. You need to blame it on the Dallas shops. I've been downtown Dallas looking for some big booty cheerleader shorts. They don't have any.
So,
but yes, I'm a man of my word, and yes, I will come there one day when you least expect it.
Ooh.
And fulfill my bet.
Well, but the thing is, I have to do it with you, Shaq, so I do need probably a little bit of a heads up, you know?
No, but you know what? I don't want you to do it with me because, you know what? You waited long enough.
Okay.
And, you know, you're at the point to where you don't think I'm going to believe it. So just to prove it to you, I want you to be front and center.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you 12 seconds.
This is the best possible scenario, Shaq, is you've extended it 2 seconds and absolved me from having to do it.
Exactly. I just want you to sit there and watch.
Spoiler alert, he never did it. You know, the Cowboys back on the Rich Eisen show. Check out the games this weekend in the manner in which we do, which is by combining NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. You get the most live NFL games all in one place when you do that. We all have it. We love it. You watch up to 4 NFL games at once with their signature multi-view feature. You don't miss a snap. And you get to choose which game you have the sound on. And it's so easy to use and so easy to toggle between games. Total game changer. Sign up today at youtube.com/NFLST. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Nick in South Carolina. Let's take his phone call here first in, first up. What's up, Nicholas?
Good morning, Rich. Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
We're good.
What up, Nick?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Rich, I have a small request from you, sir.
Okay.
When you are calling a game, whether it be in London, Germany, wherever they send you.
Yes, sir. Both places. I'm going.
If you could bring back one of your classic Sports Center calls, maybe when somebody is making a field goal.
Okay.
Could you bring back a he got it once or twice?
Oh, absolutely. By the way, I don't know if you catch it. I do it at least once a game. At least once a game.
Okay,
for any field goal, you know, he's from 50 yards away and he got it. I'll just lay it out there.
Oh, yeah.
I will pay closer attention next time.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
And I need to look up the names of the kickers just to see if I can actually work in a got it with their name. I don't think so. Jets, Vikings, Bears.
Right.
You know, can't work in what I can't work in a got it with Cairo Santos. If it was Graham Gano.
Ooh.
Oh, you know. Don't you know?
Well, is Gano still the Giants kicker? Because if that's the case, that's Germany. Is Graham Gano still the Giants kicker?
I don't think so.
Anyway, Nick, what's on your mind otherwise?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, great. Fantastic.
Rich, do you think after his comments about Coach Flores and he gave apparently a fiery speech at halftime in last Sunday's game, do you think we finally have Salty Tua?
No, I think Salty Tua might be gone. To be honest with you, he's now paid Tua. He's now paid, respected Tua, you know, and by that I mean the respect of his teammates and the respect of his organization to pay him the market value he earned. And also, you know, was fortunate enough to get hooked up with the coach that brings the best out of him two seasons before it was his turn to hit the market or to be paid to prevent him from hitting a market. And I don't know, like Salty was him, you know, trying to find his way. And I kind of think that might be gone, Nick.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Your point.
You know, and thanks for the call. I that's the way I took the comment he told our friend Lebatard. It wasn't salty. It was like, you know, now I've been paid. I am now paid in the manner in which I've been paid, which is the respect, because, you know, the financial aspect of it for a lot of players and for most, you know, Americans.
Drop still works.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
You know, I mean, that was when we were all saying, that was when McDaniel had come on board and we were all, you know, wondering if McDaniel was forced to keep Tua. That's the way, you know, the manner, you know, that was the entry fee for him to be hired because, you know, he didn't have any head coaching experience. So the Dolphins took him off the, you know, the assistant staff of Shanahan and everybody thought, well, I guess he has to stick with Tua. And that was fresh off of a social media posting of him throwing a Tyreek Hill, and the way the caption was set up made it look like it was the most gorgeous NFL film shot pass ever, and it was somebody on their iPhone or whatever their camera was zooming in on a wobbly ball. And then he threw another one later on, and that's when that drop was born.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
And so that's where Salty Tua was born, when people were still definitely in the majority of disrespecting him. And there may be a lot of disrespect still out there. But now he doesn't have to point to, you know, his upbringing or his inner fortitude or what he did at Alabama. Now he just points to his contract. Oh, yeah. Well, the Dolphins thought I'm pretty damn good. So does my coach. And then when Lebatard asked him about the old days with this one, he's now paid. He's now gotten that contract. He's now gotten the generationally enriching money. And he's been playing better the last 2 years than Justin Herbert, for sure. And now he's just like, is he, what are the fresh out of F's to give to her? I don't know. That's a pretty verbose,
pretty long,
you know, but
you know,
certainly since I don't know if he uses such language.
I call it real talk to her. It's just been real
maybe
talk.
So.
But also, you know, we keep saying he got paid. Do you think had he not gotten paid, he wouldn't have answered the question so honestly?
No, I don't think he would. He would still be salty to it. He'd be really salty. And then, you know, it would be difficult for him to say, I'm deserving of this stuff when the team didn't sign him. Ask Jamar Chase how he's feeling right now. How respected he's feeling right now. And you ask anybody in the league who's one of the top five receivers in the league, they'll spit you back the name Jamar Chase. But how do you think he's feeling walking around that facility right now? So it changes. I don't think Tua would have been so free to saying what he was saying if he wasn't signed. he'd still be salty. But not anymore. Interesting situation in Arizona just week one. Marvin Harrison Jr. barely registered a blip in his first game, right?
One catch, 4 yards or something?
And so he had this to say yesterday about his first game as a professional.
How do you evaluate your own performance?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it wasn't great. I needed to do a better job, you know, helping the team win, helping the offense. And that's why it kind of brought me here, is to help the team, help the offense, you know, go. So I'd do a better job of that going forward.
In what ways specifically?
I got get open and catch the ball. That's my job as a receiver. That is your job description. That's what I got to do better job of.
And so, you know, just like Caleb and Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix, Rome Odunze, Malik Nabers, you know, Drake May didn't play. Just like all the top drafted offensive rookies, Penix didn't play. I mean, Brock Bowers had a couple catches.
Brock Bowers, you could make the case,
had the best,
was the best,
most productive
rookie day.
I mean, Daniels did have
Jaden
some
Daniels
production.
Daniels was NFC Offensive Rookie of the Week.
I mean, Xavier Worthy had, you could say, is your clubhouse leader right now for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Just one game to, in, right?
Yeah,
he did my hope.
But at any rate, the real kerfuffle is basically Kyler Murray having a quote, a pull quote. What a pull quote means is when you just see on a meme or on a newspaper article, just one quote that is pulled out and is blown up. Sometimes the ball goes to him, meaning Marvin Harrison Jr., but that's not my job. And I was like, wait a minute.
You're like, whoa.
Because how many times was Kyler, was Marvin Harrison Jr. targeted in
three,
this game?
Three targets.
Okay, yeah. But so a lot of folks, does Kyler have a problem with the kid? Like, what's going on?
Right.
Listen to the entire soundbite. This is what Kyler said. You'll hear the words that got pulled, but here's the context fully.
Honestly, man, I wouldn't say they were just taking him away. I think, you know, I'm just, as a quarterback, obviously you're going through your read. Sometimes the ball goes to him, but that's not, you know, it's not my job. Obviously, I have a sense and a feel for guys when they don't get the ball and when they're, you know, when they are getting the ball. But, you know, I leave that up to Drew. You know, Drew always, you know, he tells me don't worry about that type of stuff. Just keep playing your game and, you know, get the ball to where the ball's supposed to go.
Drew Petzing is the Drew. He's the new offensive coordinator there, or he's right. The offensive coordinator there for, since, you know, Gannon came aboard. And so when I saw that quote, and I'm like, wait a minute. And then I saw the full quote and then heard the full soundbite. Folks, he's saying it's not his job to force it to anybody.
Right.
What he's saying is he does have a sense of when somebody gets it and when they don't. But it's not his job to force the ball to somebody to make them feel better or more part of the game when the play that's being called and the coverage that's being placed against him, the ball should go somewhere else. And that's what he means. It's not my job to throw it to Marvin. It is his job to throw it to Marvin Harrison Jr. It's also his job to throw it to Wilson and Dortch and you can go down the list. I mean,
but that's what you're thinking, most people, when they see it.
I know. And so a lot of folks are like, is there a Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr. problem?
No, I think Kyler understands that Marvin's going to make him very, very good.
So he was getting double teamed like the whole game.
I haven't watched the tape.
Yeah.
I don't have the all 22, but I just know, you know, maybe it would behoove themselves against the Rams to maybe give Marvin a quick cookie.
Yeah.
And see how it goes from there. Chris Canty's about to join us here on the program, and that's our number two. You're about to say?
I think the Rams and the Cardinals are going to put up some points this week, so I have a good feeling. Maybe it's because Kyler's my starting quarterback I'm feeling this way, but I have high hopes for that offense.
Hey, Kyle, that offense had a pretty good first week.
Sure did.
Yeah, I mean,
I went higher register, but
they had four touchdowns. He scored 28. You should win most games.
Jeez. Just Josh. I'm telling you.
They got Josh Allen. It's totally fine. Everyone's going to get Josh Allen.
Your week one MVP?
I would say without question. Baker Mayfield, close second.
And now here comes Josh Allen.
Saquon, third.
Xavier Worthy.
By the way,
Jordan Mason.
That's the stat that just jumped out at me. Five times Josh Allen has played the Miami Dolphins, and he was the offensive player of the week for the AFC based off of that.
That is incredible. It's supposed to be hot and humid tonight
and
in
that
Miami,
And that the Bills have won 13 of their last 15 trips to Miami. And you know, and I know, as a Patriot and a Jet watcher, weird stuff happens down there,
weird
man.
Weird stuff in Miami.
It's kind of like going to Seattle. Weird stuff happens there when you go there. You go down to Miami. I don't know what it is with the corners of the country, but yeah. Weird stuff happens. But the Bills are like, whatever.
And there's look,
whatever.
80%+ humidity tonight. Heavy rains stopping around 6 p.m.
Okay.
It's going to be wet. It's going to be hot. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I like the Bills.
How's it going to affect Fitzpatrick's beard? How does 80% humidity affect the beard?
Great question. And his hair, he could have that like fro going.
Tune in, basically, is all I'm saying.
The beard will be fine.
Right here on Roku through the Prime Video portal. Chris Candy coming up.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal. You can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.